Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
Everybody say it. Amen. 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 It is a true blessing to be here before you. Amen. It is a true blessing. Amen. If you look at yourself in the mirror and you're able to see your reflection, know that you are blessed. Amen. Know that God woke you up this morning with a purpose. Amen. With divine order. Amen. So we ought to give God the praise. Amen. For this day and every day. Well, hello, hello, and hello. It is Sunday, October 25th. Amen. I am your host. I am Pastor D. Townsend. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. It is a true blessing to be on this network. Amen. It's a true blessing to be before you. God is good. Amen. I'm not going to hold us up. Amen. We are about to be blessed. Amen. With a praise and worship song. Amen. So, Minister Tremaine, will you please bless us with a song?
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. His name is lifted high above the earth. Amen. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Since I lay my burdens down, what a blessing, what a true blessing. Amen. We should now have an affirmation of faith by Minister Kyle Garrett. Amen. Let's church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us stand together and affirm our faith. In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered unto Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he arose from the dead, into heaven, and he sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We shall now have an invocation by Reverend Patricia Johnson, followed by a scripture by Minister Kyle Garrett and announcements from Pastor Dante.
Invocation. O Lord, the Father Jesus the Christ, we are thankful and grateful for the privilege to call upon your holy and righteous name. We confess that we are not worthy of all of your goodness, for we have sinned, thinking, willing, and acting evil in your sight. But you have permitted us one more chance to pray. Forgive us for all our sins. Wash us and make us clean through the blood of your darling Son, Jesus. And Lord, please come now and be here with us. Make us conscious of your presence and let us rejoice in it. In the name of the Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. The scripture is going to come this morning from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. I shall be reading from the Contemporary English Version, and it reads, Saul kept on threatening to kill the Lord's followers. He even went to the high priest and asked for letters to the leaders of the synagogues in Damascus. He did this because he wanted to arrest and take to Jerusalem any man or woman who had accepted the Lord's way. When Saul had almost reached Damascus, a bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you so cruel to me? Who are you? Saul asked. I am Jesus, the Lord answered. I am the one you are so cruel to. Now get up and go into the city where you will be told what to do. The men with Saul stood there speechless. They had heard the voice, but they had not seen anyone. Saul got up from the ground, and when he opened his eyes, he could not see a thing. Someone then led him by the hand to Damascus. And for 3 days, he was blind and did not eat or drink. The word of God for the people of God. Let those be blessed by God and enlightened by his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Again, it is a true blessing to be here before you. Amen. I'm just so grateful with everything that's going on. Amen. Just remember to keep your trust in the Lord. Amen. God will fight your battles. Amen. Amen. For our announcements today, amen, be on the lookout, amen. Fuse is turning 101 years old, amen. It is a true blessing, amen. I am in right now working to get our anniversary celebration together, amen. And we are going to have a momentous occasion. We will be blessed, amen, by the actor Miguel Nunez. He will be our speaker for our anniversary. He is a wonderful character actor, amen. If you don't know him, look him up. He's been in a plethora of movies, amen. And he just by chance happens to be my favorite actor, amen. So I am looking forward to hearing what this young man has to say and how we can all marvel and glorify God at the same time, amen. Also, for all officers, amen, and members of FUSE, we will be having our church conference this Friday, the 30th p.m., on the conference call line. Amen. So let us please govern ourselves accordingly for that as well. While we are in the praying and praising mood, amen, let us remember to keep in prayer all of our sick and shut in, amen. The exhorter, Annette McKinney, amen, in her absence. Good brother Tony Spencer in his absence, amen. And also Minister Lisa Green in her absence, amen. We give God praise for all of you, amen, and during this altar call, amen, I would add that we will continue to uplift them all, plus our sick and our shut-in. Amen. We know that it looks as if there may be a second wave of this COVID that may be trying to attack us, amen, but just remember, if we do our part, we should be fine, amen. Let us keep our social distancing. Let us continue to sanitize and wash our hands. Let us continue to just follow the guidelines that's been set before us. But one more thing I want to add. I pray that you are all registered to vote. I pray that you are all ready to vote. I can't tell you how to vote or who to vote for. But I will say that you need to vote. Exercise your right to vote. It is important, not only for you, but for the future of your children and your grandchildren. Please, whatever you do, make sure that you vote. Amen. Amen and amen. Minister Rosner, will you please bless us with the altar call.
Amen. Come this morning, full of praise and worship, kneeling before you, Lord, thanking you for all you've done, as we bow before you, humbly submitting ourselves to you, knowing that you have been better to us than we've been to ourselves, knowing, Almighty God, that it was you who kept us and brought us to this point in time. Thank you this morning for bringing us through this week without hurt, harm, or danger, in order to worship you, Lord, on this Sunday for this worship service. Father, it was your grace and mercy that kept us, Lord. Bless each and every one that is in this service this morning. May you be touched with your Holy Spirit in order to serve and praise you. It's your holy word that will get us through this week. And for this, Lord, we give you thanks. Holy Spirit, fill this place with more of you and less of us. For you are so worthy to be praised. Bless the pastor and his family this morning, and the pastor for being obedient and giving us a word of praise from you. Lord, fill him with your Holy Spirit. Anoint him, Lord, so that we may become spirit-filled and give you all the praise and worship you deserve. Bless each family represented in this service and all the doors of the church that are open in your name, the sick and the shut in. Bless those in the hospitals, the mental institutions, the homeless, armed forces, and this world, and those that don't know you and want to be saved by your grace. Bless the bereaved and the weak, the poor. Bless us so that we may be more like you, Lord. Bless this virus, Lord. Keep us all from hurt, harm, or danger, and let no weapon formed against us prosper. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us this morning, Lord. And on this service, Lord, this morning, you surround us this day, for you and only you, Lord, can and will do what no one else can do. Bless our King and this radio station for allowing us to have this service in this place. Bless us, Lord. Lead and guide us. Order our steps, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in this house. Use us today, Lord. Do your will, Lord. We repent of our sins and ask for forgiveness. Give us favor, Lord. Bless each family represented here today. We thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory and honor. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Holy Spirit, once again, you can come and show up and show out in this service. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for allowing us a chance to call on your name, Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. This is our prayer. And we thank you and pray for Minister Lisa and Ned, Exhorter, and Tony, Lord. Be with them. Bless our ministerial staff. Bless Fuse Memorial CME Church, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory be to God for all he's done and all he's about to do. Let the church say amen, amen, amen.
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 God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, God has smiled on me. Oh, he has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, has saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He is the source of all my joy. He fills me with his love. Everything that I need, he sends it from above. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Pray with me. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. Of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the book of Acts, chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. And it says, Saul kept on threatening to kill the Lord's followers. He even went to the high priest and asked for letters to the leaders of the synagogues in Damascus. He did this because he wanted to arrest and take to Jerusalem any man or woman who had accepted the Lord's way. When Saul had almost reached Damascus, a bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus," the Lord answered. "I am the one that you are cruel to. Now get up and go into the city where you will be told what to do." The men with Saul stood there speechless. They had heard the voice, but had not seen anyone. Saul got up from the ground, and when he had opened his eyes, he could not see a thing. Someone then led him by the hand to Damascus. And for 3 days, he was blind, and he prayed. And he did not eat, nor did he drink. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For a subject today, from rags to riches. The book of Acts, this New Testament book of history, grants the readers the ability to see what the world was like during the time of this new Christian church. This church was established by the blood of Jesus and set apart by his love. The book of Acts is also considered the sequel to the Gospels, and in particular, the Gospel according to Luke. There are many great things that occur in this great book, but the greatest of all is the renewal of the mind of Saul of Tarsus. As a child, I also thought that my family was rich. My mother, being a single mother, she did all that she could do to make ends meet. She worked hard, and she made sure that her children had all that they needed and most of what we wanted. And so in my little life and in my little mind and in my little space at that time, we were rich. However, 1 Corinthians 13:11 would soon remind me as I began to grow that when I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away some childish things. Later on in life, I found that everyone, no matter of their financial wealth, suffered from poverty when Jesus, y'all ain't hearing this. I said that everyone, no matter of their financial wealth, suffers from poverty when Jesus is not the head of one's life. In other words, no matter how much money you may have, how much wealth or prestige you may have amongst people, if Jesus is not the head of your life, you are in poverty. But getting back to the scripture, there are times that I get a little ahead of myself, amen. This man, Saul of Tarsus, was one who adored the Mosaic law. Among his group, it was said that he was the greatest and was a student of Gamaliel. This teacher required his students to know the entire law verbatim. And one must be able to speak the law without error at any given time. Thus, Paul, a young Pharisee, believed that he was on his way to making a great career for himself, that one day he shall be the head of it all. His mindset, his body language, his overall attitude made him believe that he was above the poverty line, not knowing that he was the poorest of them all.
This man who was a monster started a war against the now growing Christian world and sought to destroy the church while on his way to take men and women and children captive to sign their death warrants. Jesus met him where he belonged, in the dirt on the side of a Damascus road. While some theologians believe that Paul suffered from a back problem after falling off his horse, and while others believe that it was the light of Jesus that gave him an eye problem, the mere fact of the matter is that here at this very moment, Paul realized that he himself was living below his means, and in fact, he was also living in poverty. Jesus reminds me that you are persecuting me every time you touch one of my people. Thus, the zeal that you have for the law of man will be the same zeal that you will have for my blood covenant. And as Paul was blinded and had scales upon his eyes, he found that his education could not help him. His physical strength failed him, and his belief in the law could not save him, and all the things that made him who he was had now just been his undoing. You see, sometimes we think that the things that make us great will be the one thing that put us down in a pit of hell. But see, I am just that bold of a preacher. I am just that bold, even when I speak to God, that I will repeat the words of the Lord back to him, that I know that his words will not return in void on my life. So thus I will speak a word of future to the word, to this Saul of Tarsus, and I will speak a word that this man even wrote, and it says in Romans 12:2, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight. You see, it took for God to break him down in order for God to build him back up. When God broke him, it was then that he knew that he was living in rags. But glory be to God that the same blood that fell on all of us fell on this man. And when the blood of Jesus, when it fell on him and he removed the scales from his eyes, and when the blinders were taken off, this man went from living in rags to now seeing the riches that was before him. For in my spirit I saw this scene take place, and I heard Paul praying all night, saying out of Psalm 51:10, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Because of this success story, we are able to see that God used Paul through the unction of the Holy Spirit. But if this story from rags to riches does not stir up your spirit, allow me to speak another one. My Jesus was clothed in all majesty. He left his place of holiness to come down and to take on the form of man, to take on the rags of man, in order to know us and in order to save us from the indwelling sin that plagues us. And just like Paul after him, Jesus had to be broken. Jesus was broken down in order for God to build him back up. Oh, yes, that time when he was on the cross was his breaking point. It was a reflection point. It was at that point that nobody can save him. His knowledge in the law could not save him. His otherworldly powers could not save him. His mother could not save him. But it was at the hand of God that brought my Jesus from rags and made him unto riches. It was when the white cloth was removed from his eyes and left there for all to see. It was at that moment that Jesus went from rags unto riches. But what say you, church? Lamentations 3:40 reminds us that let us examine and probe our ways. Let us return unto the Lord. Are you ready to move from rags unto riches? No guts, but to all glory, setbacks to comebacks. Are you ready to turn your chrome plated in for a crown of victory. I don't know about you, but being rich in the Lord sounds pretty good to me. The Apostle Paul never forgot about his rags to riches story, and it was because of this that I urge you to rise above the poverty line, to set your mind on the heavenly things. We continue to pray to the Lord to increase our territory, but we never say, Lord, to fix the territory that you've already given me. Jesus wanted me to remind somebody today that he wants to take you from where you are and the place you hire. It is through the blood of Jesus that you can go higher. It is through the blood of Jesus that you can see that where you once was, that you don't have to be that way anymore. Jesus wants to take you from where you are and place you up on high. Jesus wants you to see so you can look back down and see where you once was, to see where you are right now. And it is because of the blood of Jesus. It is because of the blood of Jesus that we can go anywhere, do anything, and be anything. We don't have to sit back and worry about what man has to say or what man does in our life. It is God. And if you believe in God and if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then my friends, my brother, my sister, my children, my flock, my friends, whoever you may be, you are rich. You are heirs to salvation. And because you are heirs to salvation, you can do anything, become anything, go anywhere. I'm here to let you know that your road is blessed. You don't have to be like Paul on that Damascus road and get smacked. You don't have to be like Paul and get smacked up like he did. But I'm here to let you know all you got to do is submit your life over to Jesus, and he will take you and he will transform your life, and he will remove that poverty out of your life. That poverty is sin, and it will corrupt you, and it will stop your heart from beating. But allow Jesus to come in and to circumcise your heart. Allow Jesus to come in and to fill you up with the blood. Allow Jesus to be the motor oil to your engine, amen. And if you allow him to come in your life, you will be like that Energizer Bunny, and you will keep going and going and going and going, and you will never get tired. You will never get weary, because you know that your Jesus supplies all your needs according to his riches and his glory. I'm here to let you know right now, it's time that we move even from a rag type of mind state to a rich type of mind state. We could sit here all day and talk about, oh, we just a poor little church. Oh, we don't have any money. Oh, we can't do this. Oh, we can't do that. But Jesus says that if you call on my name, you can do above all things. All you got to do is believe that you can do it, and you can do it. Too many times, those setbacks that I spoke about earlier come from our own hands. Sometimes, y'all, we give the devil too much credit. Sometimes, y'all, the devil says, I'm not even bothering you today, but yet you're going to blame me for your own actions. It's time that we get off of this other stuff and that we move over to the richness of God, that we move over to his glory, his majesty, his honor. That's where the riches come in. That's where the richness of God dwells. And I'm here to let you know. And I don't know about you, but so long as I got my King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I don't need nothing else. All I have to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. But I would like some help up in here, amen. Do I have any witnesses in the house that know what I'm saying is truth? Do I have anybody that can praise God for taking you from rags unto riches?
Amen.
Forget the money. I'm talking about did he renew your mind?
Did he set
your mind on heavenly things?
Yes, he did.
Did he take it from Lou X? Did he take you from being one that used to do all kind of evil things to now you're in a place in your life where you know that if without Jesus you are nothing?
Yes.
I know I'm not the only one. It's time that we give our minds, give our bodies back to where it belongs. And watch it. He'll take you from rags to riches. May God bless you, Minister Roslyn. Please do the invocation.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the word, Pastor. He said in his word, everyone suffer poverty when Jesus is not the head of your life. From rags to riches, the doors of the church are open. Is there anyone who would like to accept Christ as your personal Savior? Give God your heart and Pastor your hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And as I come before you, if that's you that Minister Roslyn was speaking of, if that's you, then I need you to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again, all for me. Help me to be a better creature. Help me to see that living in dirt just won't do. Wash me clean, Father. White as snow. So that I may go on to be what you've called me to be. Forgive me of my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I urge you, I challenge you to find a Bible-based church, to bless them with your presence financially and spiritually, and watch what God will do in your life. He is trying to take you from rags to riches. Open up your heart to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Minister Kyle, will you please bless us with the doxology? Amen. Minister Tremaine, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Just want to pause for a moment to give greetings to Brother Hakim, who works tirelessly to help us to get this broadcast out. Amen. I add blessings and prayers to your life and to your family's life, good sir. And on behalf of the Reverend Patricia Johnson, the Minister Roslyn Thomas, the Minister Tremaine Townsend, the Minister Lisa Green in her absence, the Minister Kyle Garrett, the Exhorter Annette McKinney in her absence, and the good brother Tony Spencer in his absence. I am Pastor D. Townsend. I pray that something that was said
on this morning touched your spirit. May God continue to bless you not only this day, but every day. And until we all meet again, stay wrapped in his loving arms. This is the Fuse Memorial and the Jubilee Affair Worship Experience. We are signing off. Have a blessed day. We love you.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes. I am more than a conqueror.